I ask that we now bow our heads one more time in prayer. Lord, thank you for this morning, a morning of remembrance, a morning that we can think of those who have gone past, those who are serving even this very day, this very morning. When words that I share this morning, Lord, speak to us and calm our hearts that we can hear the message you have for us this day. All this we pray in Christ's name. Amen. Now, in years gone by, actually a couple of years ago now, we set up a remembrance table. And we didn't this year because I'm trying to think of some other creative way to put this together. And, of course, my usual non-organized manner, I kind of didn't get it as put together as I wanted to. But someone did bring in something this morning, and I wanted to share that with everybody. And it's in a lovely frame, and I'll show the choir here first just so you can see this. It's basically some discharge certificate. This is from the First World War. 100 years ago, we were in the middle of the First World War. And this is Mr. Hooker brought this in. Phil's back there in the corner. Phil, is this your late uncle? Okay, thank you. Yes, I see that. Thank you. This is a certificate that he got when he left his service in the military and in that first war. So this is 100 years ago this document is from, and from somebody who served. And you can see King George down here signed this document. And this lets everybody know that this gentleman had served in the particular unit that he served in and served with honor and was disabled. So he was also wounded to the point. I'm just going to stand that here for the moment as a symbol of that at that time. Very nice that Phil brought that in this morning. In the document that goes with this, and hundreds of thousands of people signed this kind of document, I wanted to read the oath that was taken at the time. I, you fill in your name, in this case it's George Hooker, do make oath that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to His Majesty King George V, his heirs and successors, and that I will, as in duty bound, honestly and faithfully defend His Majesty, his heirs and successors, in person, crown, and dignity, against all enemies, and will observe and obey all orders of His Majesty, his heirs and successors, and all of the generals and officers set over me, so help me God. And he signed that June the 5th, 1915. I'm always amazed when I read a document such as that, that this little bit of scribbling right here, and it is from your distance just a bit of scribbling, that's George Hooker's signature. And when Mr. Hooker, George, put his name on that, he said that he was going to defend the person and dignity against all enemies. And he did so to the point where he was wounded, and many others did so, and they were killed. It's hard to imagine in the world that we live in today, scribbling something down on a piece of paper, and then sitting in some of the terror that these people had to deal with. It's hard to imagine that that would be enough to motivate you to do that. When I was younger, much younger, I went to the War Museum in Ottawa. And at that time, I haven't been for a long, long time, so I don't know if it's still there, but at that time, they had set up a trench from the First World War that you could walk into. And when you got in there, it was very dark, and they had the lights going off, and then you could hear the sounds very loud of the explosions off in the distance. And it was quite scary as a kid to walk in and see that and imagine what it was like. I got thinking, even at that age, because we talked about this in my house, that that scribbling was enough to set people off to do that sort of task, something that was very much life-threatening. 17 or 18, eh? Wow. So young people as well, not much older than a lot of the folks here that are with us this morning. It's hard to imagine what that would feel like. It's also hard to imagine in the middle of what they were doing, and we're in the middle, now remember I said this, 1916, this is 2016. 1916, they were in the middle of what we now know as the First World War. For them, they didn't know that there was an end in sight. It didn't look like it at that point. We can look back and we read about it in the history books, or we happen to talk to someone who knows somebody who was there, and say, well, yeah, it went from 1914 to 1918, and, you know, it's 4 years, it wasn't too bad. But in 1916, there was no end in sight. And yet they continued. Young people continued. It always causes me kind of a moment to kind of really kind of think about that, because it's really hard in so many ways. And it makes me also be reminded that they weren't fighting like we're thinking of. This was not a glorification of something that was terrible. They were trying to achieve peace in a world that was not very peaceful at the time. They were trying to bring about the peace that we read about in these scriptures this morning, that God wants us to have in this world at any cost. And for many of them, it was a large cost. For many more, they came back. In some cases, like Mr. Hooker, he came back wounded, and he had to carry that wound for the rest of his life. So he had a constant reminder of what happened. It's a good thing that we remember. It's a good thing that we remember something that took place 100 years ago now. This was going to be, as those of us who follow this closely and have been heard the statement made, the war that was going to end all wars. And we know historically it wasn't. And it was the Second World War. There's been conflicts ever since. And I know in talking with different people who have served in peacetime, and I put quotes around that on purpose, because even when people are serving, there is no true peacetime service, because things still happen. Soldiers lose their lives even in peacetimes, or so we say peacetime again, because there's conflicts going on all over the place that people are caught up in. Sometimes there's even just an accident that takes place where something maybe explodes. I mean, we're dealing with some very dangerous equipment, soldiers are. And as I mentioned in my opening prayer this morning, I also want us to remember the police officers and firefighters and emergency people and nurses and doctors who are working just as hard to save people's lives every day. We want to remember the amount of effort that's put in by these folks. Not just those, I know those who have given their lives, but the people who on a daily basis go back to work. This week alone, we know there was a case in the United States where two police officers sitting in their cars were murdered. They weren't doing anything, they were just sitting in their cars. It's a sad thing to think about. But they got up every morning knowing that that was a possibility. They got up every morning and went to work knowing that that could happen. That oath that George Hooker signed, all those people signed something similar, knowing the real cost. I am always amazed when I see the scribbling on a piece of paper, how important that scribbling is. Not just because it's a legal document, so to speak, but they're literally signing their life away in that sense. And every day, police officers and firefighters and emergency people and doctors and nurses and so forth are doing the same thing. We need to remember. We need to be thankful. They make our world safe, and they've continued to do so for, as in this particular case, 100 years we've been safe. It's a wonderful blessing that we have. Jesus says, as I mentioned in John 14, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let them be afraid. The thing that's key in all of the scriptures that we read today that we need to remember is that God is the one that's in control. Despite the circumstances, in this particular case 100 years ago, they were in the middle of a great war. People were dying all over the place, it seems, and things were not going to get better. The economy was doing terribly as well. It was just a terrible time. It didn't look like there was any end to it. But God was in control. Our God is our Creator. Ultimately, He is going to bring about peace, because that's what He's all about. This other photo I printed this morning to remind me, if you get an opportunity, because today isn't exactly Remembrance Day, Friday will be Remembrance Day, if you have an opportunity, go down to Spencer Smith Park and you'll see the Naval Monument. It's fenced in at the moment because they're doing some renovations around it, but take the time to walk down there. It's a nice walk by the lake anyway. My father-in-law's ship is listed on there, K-401 HMCS Lewisburg. Many others are as well. This is just for the Navy alone, but there are others. But take that moment to remember and to think about all the men and women who served during that time. Now, I want you to try to put your thinking caps on everybody, because we've got to do some math. Math. We came to church and we're doing math? Yeah. I want you to think of a number between 1 and 10. Things happening here, so remember it real hard. So I'm trying to make it simple, a number between 1 and 10. You got it? Okay, well, keep it in your mind. And then I want you to double it, so times 2. What's that number? Keep it in your mind. Everybody got that? I want you to add 10 to that number now. It's getting complicated, I know. You got that number? You took a number, you doubled it, you added 10. Now you're going to divide that in half. Okay? You got that number? Now take away the original number you thought of. Can you do that? I know it's early in the morning. Yeah. There you go. Did I tell you to remember? 5. It's good that we can remember all those complicated numbers and remember something simple that we had at the very beginning. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Lord, we thank you this morning that we can remember. We thank you that we have so many reminders around us to help us to remember the many great things that have been given before, the sacrifices that have been given. We remember things because we have a poppy that we wear. We have the cross of Christ to help us to remember. We have monuments around town to help us to remember. Help us to be thankful as we remember, Lord. Let us not forget. Let us never forget, but always remember. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. On the front of communion tables often, not this particular one, but I know the one in our quiet room, it says, "Do this in remembrance of me." And that's why we're remembering Jesus all the time, because of the great sacrifice he gave as well. So keep that in mind next time you see a communion table and it's got those words in front. It's helping us to remember. We'll come together now to offer our offerings to God, God who's gives us so much. We return just a portion of that to his work and glory. Amen.